Hello, 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 listener land. This is Tim Gray talking to you in a melody.
Yeah, you're singing, actually, not talking.
Okay. Well, it's in a melody.
Tim Gray, a gray area of comedy. And
thank you for calling that singing. That's very nice of you.
Very loosely singing. It's Paul Little here as well with the showbizmonkeys.com.
It's like a...
Sort of. It's kind of like a...
Podcast.
Maybe, if you want it to be.
Yeah.
We're covering the Just for Laughs Comedy Festival. We spoke with a couple guys who are, we spoke with them separately, but, you'll hear them both after this intro.
Back to back.
Back to back. They're, co-hosting the nerd, program.
Ooh.
The Nerd Fest.
That'll be good.
Of, the Just for Laughs Festival.
Which is apt because they're both from...
The Big Bang Theory, a very nerd... heavy show,
yeah.
in a nice way.
Yeah,
like it's nerd.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a nerdy show though. So we spoke with Mark McLeod, actually spoke with Kunal Nair and Simon Helberg, who play characters on Big Bang Theory.
One of the most successful TV shows.
Whose characters I forget all of a sudden. I forget their names.
That's okay. We'll just call them
Raj and
Jeff.
No, it's not.
Raj and Simon.
No, that's his real name.
Raj and
Howard.
Simone.
It's Raj and Howard.
Raj and Howard.
Raj and Howard.
On The Big Bang Theory.
The Big Bang Theory. Very successful show.
Yes. Just for laughs. Bing, bang, boop.
Hey, I'm Simon Helberg. You're visiting showbizmonkeys.com. Get in touch with your inner monkey.
Around this town, I'm all right. Around this town. I'm alright. I mean, no consequence when you playing with the fire. Move to the left, man.
This is Simon Helberg. How's it going?
Hi, not bad. How's it going with you?
Very good, very good.
Well, first off, I'd just like to ask how you got your start in comedy and acting.
Well, I guess in high school, I was really into music and I was in a lot of jazz bands and all sorts of rock bands and stuff, and I grew up around it. My dad is an actor, and I guess I just sort of had it somewhere buried in me and decided at the last second to audition for a school play in 11th grade, and it was this super dramatic lesbian period piece called A Children's Hour, and I got a tiny part of the delivery boy and basically just hammed it up and squeezed out every ounce of comedy I could from it in my four lines, and I guess I was sort of hooked, and I went to NYU and studied acting there after that, and then ultimately got kind of started during a summer between NYU, and basically, I went on some auditions that led to getting agents, and then I worked on Undeclared, and that was basically my first sort of real thing after college. And I was lucky enough to continue working from there. And that was it.
So somewhere along the line, you found out that you were better doing comedy than a musician in a band?
I think I just ultimately enjoyed acting a little bit more, and also sort of realized that I wanted to study acting and that it would be easier to continue practicing piano in my house or in my room as opposed to just practicing acting. So I wanted to go study in school, and, you know, I definitely enjoy music, but I guess I feel sort of most fulfilled doing acting.
How would you describe your style of comedy?
You know, the comedy, I guess I definitely started really heavy in terms of sketch comedy and some improv. I definitely, after acting school, when I was back here auditioning, that was sort of the thing I could do to, you know, create my own stuff and to perform and do live theater. And so I did a lot of that. I did a lot of performing with Second City out here and in sketch groups, and so I did mainly sketch comedy, I guess, in terms of the comedy world, and that was my main sort of passion for a while.
So is that what you're doing then at the Just for Laughs Festival?
At Just for Laughs, we're hosting a tribute show to nerds, basically. So I'm not actually performing specifically by myself. Kunal and I are hosting a show, and I'm sure we'll have lots of fun bits, but I'm very excited to go. I've never been to Montreal, and I've heard just amazing things. So.
Now, how important do you feel the internet is to the comedy scene?
Well, I definitely think it's changed the landscape quite a bit. When I did a show a while ago, I had filmed a show with Bob Odenkirk and Derek Waters called Derek and Simon, and we had sold it to HBO, and it didn't go for them, and it went to Sundance, and then the internet thing started happening, and we got a series through this company called Super Deluxe, and there was sort of this boom where there were all these people kind of handing out shows and getting out money and new comedy and on the internet, and no one really knew how to capitalize on it, and that was before Funny or Die. I think once Funny or Die came along, it just killed all the competition and everything kind of, that was sort of the prototype, and I think it's good and bad. I mean, it's a little oversaturated now. I guess everybody is doing comedy, but that's kind of cool too, that anybody can, you know, put their ideas up onto the web and get seen by people, and that all these celebrities that, you know, feel like kind of have an idea one night to do something silly can, you know, put themselves up on the internet too, and you see them do things you never thought you would. Back when I was doing sketch stuff, I never even thought of filming anything. It was too complicated, so we just did live stuff, which was great, but, you know, who knows, had we done that now, we would have been able to, you know, get ourselves seen by more people, so.
Yeah, because there's all kinds of web series now, and then, of course, Children's Hospital over on Adult Swim started off as a web series, and now it's a regular series.
Right. Yeah, no, I mean, there's so much kind of opportunity to create, and there's almost no excuse for not doing it if you, you know, if you want to. So I think it's ultimately, yeah, I think it's great, and I think it's sort of like anything else. That's sort of the way everything is, music and movies. I mean, you can basically do it all in your living room in your underwear, and it's just a matter of, you know, do you have something to say, I guess. So
now, what's the one thing that might surprise a fan of yours that they may not know about you already?
Let me see. Aside from the music thing, which I guess I told you and some may know, I was a black belt in karate when I was 10, which is sort of ridiculous, especially since I was this like little 4-foot guy that all these adults had to address as Mr. Helberg. and I could punish them for calling me Simon and make them do cool push-ups. So yeah, I think that's something, by looking at me, you wouldn't suspect that I could kill you with my bare hands.
Of course, you're on The Big Bang Theory, which is a huge hit on CBS, and part of what makes it work so well is the really feels like these girls and guys are all friends together. Is that something that's hard for you guys to pull off, or does it just come naturally to all of you?
Well, we're fortunate enough to be friends in real life and to get along really well. So, you know, that definitely helps, I think. And aside from that, I think everybody's just so talented and has such a unique voice that we kind of know our place and know how we fit into each story and know when to sort of give and take. And yeah, I think it's a huge part of any successful anything really is how people kind of get along and how they listen to each other and, you know, support each other. So I mean, we're very lucky to have such an amazing cast, and I think that translates.
Now, the character of Howard sort of started off as a loser with no hopes of getting a girlfriend and sort of evolved to actually having a steady girlfriend. How tough was that for you to portray?
It wasn't tough at all. I think the writers are really smart in terms of their pacing and how they tell stories, and I think I think we earned it. You know, I think there's only so far you can go with a sleazy guy getting rejected, which you know, I always try to sort of fight against the sleaze of it and make it more in his mind that he's a romantic, and he just kind of is armed with all the wrong ammunition. But then, you know, it felt great to sort of to see some layers and see some humanity in him, and I think the casting and the character of Bernadette is so brilliant to, you know, counter him, and you actually buy that these people are work together, and they sort of actually make each other better in some way, or at least she makes him better. I don't know if he makes her better yet, but yeah, so it's always fun to see different dynamics and different angles of a character.
So what can fans expect next season? Is there anything you can talk about yet?
I know nothing. I just know that we ended the season, you know, Howard's engaged, and Leonard's girlfriend, who's Polly's sister, is going back to India, and there's tension between Leonard and Penny again, and, you know, Ross left with Penny in the finale, and, you know, I think everything sort of, it's like these guys, it's definitely, you know, one step forward, two steps back, so I think it's sort of been left in a mess at the end of the season, and I think that's always fun to watch them try to clean it up. So we don't know anything though until we get the script, which is the night before our table read. So that's a little while.
There's a lot of shows to choose from at the Just for Laughs Festival. Why should audience members who may only have enough cash for one or two shows choose the show you're involved with?
Oh, well, besides my sweet angular perfect bone structure to look at in person, I think it's going to be, I mean, you know, it's a tribute to nerds, which it seems like there's a lot of nerds out there, so I'd say if you're a nerd, you're going to get a full dose of nerdiness, which, you know, it's an online hosting, and there's a whole bunch of amazing guests, and people are still getting signed up for it, so it's going to be, you can geek out there, and if you're not a nerd, I think it's time to get in touch with that, so it's going to be fun, it's going to be, you know, it's not a traditional sketch show or stand-up show. It's going to have all sorts of different surprise elements, which we're all sort of, I guess, figuring out as we go along here. But I think it's going to be amazing. I'm going to be there. So that's the show I'm choosing to go to. So if you like my taste, it'll be fun. And I know that Kunal and I are going to be doing some stuff that you don't ever get to see us do on Big Bang. So it'll be fun.
ShowbizMonkeys.com.